From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. A new mystery illness has been making dogs sick from the East Coast to Oregon, and Idaho could have the disease as well. It looks like kennel cough, but it's resistant to antibiotics and can, in some cases, lead to a deadly pneumonia that can strike in pups in 24 hours. And despite a year-long investigation by the New Hampshire Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, very little is known about this respiratory syndrome, and we wanted to find out what we could. So we asked Idaho Humane Society Director of Shelter Medicine, Dr. Dennis, to join Idaho Matters today. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So we've heard this disease looks like kennel cough. But let's start there. What is kennel cough for folks who've never had a puppy?
Yeah, kennel cough is sort of a broad term for symptoms of respiratory disease. It usually manifests as coughing and hacking, sometimes like producing a little bit of phlegm, sometimes a runny nose, sometimes a little bit of eye discharge, and usually mild lethargy, maybe mild inappetence.
Gotcha. And how is that treated, the usual kennel cough?
Yeah, so uncomplicated kennel cough actually should go away on its own. Sometimes you can do cough suppressants if the cough is like keeping the dog up at night or keeping the people up at night. And if it's more severe kennel cough where you're thinking there might be a bacterial component, most people prescribe an antibiotic along with a cough suppressant or supportive care.
Gotcha. So that's kennel cough. Tell us about this new mystery illness. What are the symptoms? Are they just like kennel cough, or is there any difference?
So that's sort of the mystery. There seems to be a number of sort of presentations of this mystery illness. One seems to be exactly like kennel cough, pretty mild coughing, sneezing, hacking, but it doesn't go away. I've heard another sort of manifestation that's a bit more scary is like kennel cough seeming mild and then very quickly becomes severe pneumonia, even causing death.
It's scary. And antibiotics don't seem to work on this one, right? Whatever the new one is.
I've heard different reports. There are dogs that have gotten better from it with quote unquote normal antibiotics. So we usually reach for like our sort of first line antibiotics, maybe second line. I did read like a individual case report of a dog that had to go on a very heavy antibiotic that's usually reserved for, you know, multi-drug resistant infections. Mm-hmm. But as far as we know, we don't really know enough. I think, do we in fact have a lot of this disease that we're treating normally and it's resolving and we don't know because it's resolving? Or, will this condition resolve with the quote unquote normal antibiotics? It's just taking longer.
Gotcha. I mentioned the New Hampshire lab in the intro. They've been studying this illness, whatever it is, since it sounded like October of last year. Some of the dogs they've looked at can be sick for a long time. I guess the question is, are you seeing dogs with this illness over at the Humane Society?
We always have dogs with respiratory illness at the Humane Society. You know, we're a facility holding, you know, a couple hundred to 100 dogs. So it's kind of inevitable that we have dogs with respiratory disease. Have we seen anything out of the ordinary? I don't think so. We've had a couple dogs with pneumonia this fall and kind of early winter, but so far, you know, the tests that we've sent away have been the normal bugs, nothing, you know, it seems like these New Hampshire and Oregon cases, sort of the unique thing is that they're sending out the standard tests, the viral testing for the normal bugs that you see with kennel cough, and they're all coming back negative. The pneumonia and respiratory disease that we've seen here either responds pretty well to doxycycline and they get better, or if they do succumb to pneumonia, it's still just the normal stuff that we see that causes pneumonia.
Well, and it's got to be hard to tell. I mean, if we don't know what it is, we don't know what's causing it, we don't know exactly, you know, what the symptoms may or may not be. If it's one illness, it could be more than one. I mean, this has got to be frustrating for you as a head of medicine at a humane society.
Yeah, it is. It's I wish there were more definitions of what this mystery illness is, because I know Oregon, their Veterinary Medical Association is collecting reports from around the state of respiratory illness, but it must be like looking, for a needle in a haystack of, is this normal kennel cough? Is this normal pneumonia? Or is this like a novel new scary disease? And there's no standard of, what qualifies for this disease. Like any respiratory disease right now could be this condition.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Idaho Humane Society Director of Shelter Medicine, Dr. Dennis, about a new mystery illness affecting dogs around the country. Okay, so since we don't know much about this, what kinds of things can dog owners do to protect their pups, not just from whatever this is, but from kennel cough and just in general? Is it a good idea to get regular vaccinations, even though, we don't know if they're going to have any effect?
Absolutely. First and foremost recommendation is keep your dog up to date on vaccines. They're, in our core vaccines that covers parainfluenza, which is a respiratory disease, distemper, which can manifest as a respiratory disease. Bordetella is sort of our bread and butter kennel cough vaccine. Having those on board, up to date, everything, doing your puppy series is critical, and just maintaining your dog's baseline health. And then just having a relationship with a vet. A lot of the scariness of this disease is people don't know, is this the scary disease? Is this normal? Is this not normal? If you have, a family veterinarian that you can call, schedule an appointment, get advice from, that kind of takes away the scariness. And then just practicing, common sense too.
Should we take Rover to the dog park? Should we take our puppies to doggy daycare at this time? Is that maybe going too far? Not far enough?
Yeah, I think it's this is sort of my diplomatic advice, is it's always a risk assessment. Some of the advice I've been seeing out of Oregon State mostly is almost like human COVID restrictions, where, if you have a puppy or maybe an older dog that's immunosuppressed, maybe make like a little play pod. So perhaps going to the dog park with, 50 unknown dogs, unknown vaccine statuses, unknown health conditions, not the best idea, but maybe finding, three, four, five, six known dogs that their health history, that they're vaccinated. Maybe they'll be like a safe little play pod. And then you have to weigh, we all kind of experienced the backlash of COVID puppies, of puppies who didn't leave their house for 2 years. Kind of playing risk assessment. You want your dog to be out and about, getting exercise, getting socialization. All of that good stuff, but weighing what the risks are of exposing your dog to other dog. And then there are things you can do to minimize. Again, making like a known play pod group. Bringing your own water bowl places, not letting your dog drink out of like the communal water bowl, because respiratory diseases is usually spread by saliva and droplets and whatnot. And just ensuring that, doing your part, if your dog is coughing, sneezing, hacking, not feeling 100%, just keep them at home. Because, if you bring your dog out and spread an unknown disease, that's sort of, lowering your community health.
Absolutely. Okay, so now we just wait and see if research, shows anything, comes up with any more information.
I think, yeah, wait for research and wait for more case reports. I think, I have a lot of respect for the state veterinarians and public health veterinarians, and sifting through case reports and starting to come up with a picture of what this illness is. Is it a unique illness? Is it a combination of illnesses that we already know? Hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll have some recommendations of, if you think this is this new illness, these are the treatments that are working versus not working. And also practicing, research takes a while. We need to sift through not only case reports, but then get samples from those patients and follow them as they get better or don't get better. So I think patience and not panicking is important right now.
I think that's good advice. Very good advice. We've been speaking with Idaho Humane Society Director of Shelter Medicine, Dr. Dennis, about a new mystery illness affecting dogs around the country. Dr. Dennis, thank you so much for your
Yeah,
expertise.
no problem.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.